We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. So, what do you get in the first 2 hours? You get amazing content, right? You get me, enough said. You get another incredible player profile for the Smack Off. You get some really interesting interviews. You get some range. And you get premium content. So, what do you want to talk about? None of that. Just the new guy. Because I know you clones. I know what you do. I know what you think. I know what you write. I know all these things before you think these things, before you write these things, before you thumb these things out. Why? Because I've been here. And I've seen it every single time a new guy or gal has come in. Just an example. Dear Jim, can you please make the new guy weigh in today? We would like to track his weight and see how much he gains sitting next to Ritt over the next 365 days. Jerry in Phoenix. In other words, you want the new guy to take a before and after pick. Generally, before and after picks start with people being kind of fat, and then they lean out. But this thing's going to be turned on its head. By virtue of sharing the same back row with Ritt, he's going to take on all of Ritt's horrible qualities. You're a great guy, Ritt. An okay guy, Ritt. I'm just talking about the hot chocolate. I'm talking about the sugar. I'm talking about, you know, all those things are the exact opposite of clean burning fuel. A before and after pick. It's not a bad idea. There should be like a baseline, right? Hey, Jim, Ritt finally has someone to bring him his hot chocolate.
Finally.
Chef in Buffalo. Hey, new guy, are you a hot chocolate guy or a coffee guy, man? We're all about coffee. Do you really think that I would hire another hot chocolate guy? I didn't even know another one existed. No, the new guy's like us. The new guy is doing a better job already of fitting in than Ritt ever will because he drinks coffee. Not only that, black coffee. And he was the first one in. Now, it was day one, but he did get here an hour before Ritt. That tells you something. Ritt, don't start. Don't start. Let's see. At Dr. Dre NoCal tweets, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Gino is the best caller to never win the Smack Off. Sorry, Terrence. That's a great topic in and of itself. If I were one of those guys that was about engagement, and I probably should be one of those guys who is about engagement, I might put that out on social. Who is the best caller to never win a Smack Off? Gino? Terrence? Jim and Fall River, if I were about that cheap, contrived, manufactured, bullcrap engagement on social, I would do that. And by the way, it would work. That's why people do it. Hit me up. You're running out of time. 1-800-636-8686. 11 days, 9 shows. Until Smack Off 27, and you know it's Smack Off season. Things are getting really chippy. Really chippy. Got a dope like Johnny in Texas calling women ugly and thinking that's a take.
Hey, John.
He mentioned Kim in Sacramento. Apparently, it worked its way back to Kim, or Kim heard it. But Kim would like to respond to it, so I will jump Kim right to the front of the line. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hey, Rome. Hey, I truly appreciate the airtime once again. You know, I thought about it and realized my last call came up shorter than Cal in Vegas standing at a sportsbook ticket counter. And since he likes to take bets, I put money down that you could see his shoes and his driver's license photo. And while on topic, how about every other lady clone's call in the last few weeks? You got that Oompa Loompa sound in Susie with her moxie reading the encyclopedia, and Kathleen drunk and barefoot stumbling her way through her moonshine-filled rant. And then there's that cringy, creepy stalker in West Virginia. You got to watch out for her, Jim. First, you're eating potato soup, and before you know it, Melissa has you screaming for your life at the bottom of a well in her basement. I can just hear her now. It puts the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose. And as far as creepy goes, I must respond to Johnny in Texas and that little ugly blasty lob at me. Johnny's face is so wide, his Tinder subscribers have to swipe left twice to get him off their screen. Jed has an outside sales job, but what he fails to mention is that it involves standing outside Bob's Big Boy in red and white checkered overalls, holding a giant burger in his hand. But that's enough for the B-listers. I want a piece of the big time. I'll rip Cal off his hobby horse and beat America's fat out of Matt in Vancouver's mouth with him. I'll smash the Cabulan Asian and Rick and Buffalo's bald heads together and make an ass out of them. I want to see at the table, Jim, and I think you can get me there. I'll do Mike and Indy so wrong he'll be begging for a right. I'm putting everyone on blast because hell hath no fury like Lady Clone scored.
Kim in Sacramento. Wow. All right, no matter what, you're going to rack her. Question becomes, is she watch list material, or do I just give her that golden ducat right now? How about Kim getting up off the mat and cracking skulls or knocking them together to make an ass? Johnny in Texas is so fat, she had to swipe left twice to get him off the screen. She could see Cal's shoes in a driver's license photo. She wants a seat at the table, and she knows I'm the one to give it to her. Not today, Kim, but you got my attention. She is a watch lister. You do that again, Kim, and I think we have some Lady Clone representation at that dinner.
Lady Clones.
Wow. Johnny, man, just stay down. Dude, don't do it. It's not worth it. You called a woman ugly, Johnny. Don't do it. Bad enough that you stooped to that, like that you called a woman ugly and thought that was funny or thought that was a take or thought that was cool or thought that was fresh or thought that that'd be respected. It's none of those things. And yet she rose up and just crushed you. Stay down, dude. Don't do it. 1-800-636-8686. It must be smack off season. War Lady Clones. I badly want female representation in the smack off, but I'm not going to do it just to do it. I'm not going to say, all right, so I'm looking at this. This is the best female to call the program. Therefore, she's in because we have to have somebody in. You still have to play your way in. You still have to earn your way in. I'm still not going to give it to you, but man, it's such a better event. We need female representation. And there was a time back in the day. It's an old bit. And I don't need to do it anymore to prove my point. But back in the day, a woman called the program, and I don't remember what her name was. And I'm talking years and years ago, like probably decades. And she said to me, Rome, I know I'm the only lady listening, but. And then she did her call, and it was a really good call. I said, listen, I know for a fact you're not. And keep in mind, we didn't have all the analytics that we do now. There was no social. There was nothing like that. Nothing like that. We had a fax machine. We had a fax machine and we had a bank of phone calls. I said, I know for a fact you're not. Here's what else I know. There are women listening, but for whatever reason, they're not thinking to call. I think because they have better things to do. But I bet, and I never tried this before. I said, I bet that if I limited this to only female callers, and keep in mind, this is not some great, fresh, brilliant move right now, but it was pretty smart back in the early 90s. I said, I guarantee that if I said no guys, only women, that women would call and you're not the only female listening. And I did this one day and I bet we went 2 hours of only female calls and they were all good. They were all good. Like they were almost all getting racked. Like they were smart and it proved my point. Women absolutely listen and like it. They just have more important things to do than wait on hold and then call. So believe me, I would love to have more female representation, but you got to call to get in. She just did, and she went in, or wants in. Hey, Kathleen, that didn't go too well for you either. She was coming for everybody. Kim in Sacramento. 1-800-636-8686. I do want to talk about America's team. I'm trying to get there. Understand this about the show. There's less sports during Smack Off season because the biggest topic during Smack Off season on this show is the show itself. You understand that. And we only do it once a year, and it's only in that 1 month in the lead up to the show. So I've got lots of other thoughts. I want to talk America's team. I want to talk Nugget Suns. I want to talk about the Barry Bonds sighting, which was incredible. But again, the biggest response or the biggest topic on the show is the show itself. And, of course, since Kim came in as hard as she did, cracking skulls, those who heard it are now responding to her. You see what I'm saying? As an example, Melissa in West Virginia. Kim referred to her as the stalker and said something to the effect of, if I'm not careful, first it's going to be potato soup, then moonshine, then me screaming in the basement because of Melissa in West Virginia. So we go right back to the phones. She calls her out, and then Melissa responds. Hey, Melissa, what's up?
Hey, GM. How are you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm a little guys ever would come by.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
You are a little peeved, huh? She sounded mad, didn't she? She sounded mad and she sounded comfortable. How comfortable? Melissa in West Virginia just went four-letter bomb in her first sentence. She sounded like she wanted to give Kim the hands. All right. Like I said, it's gotten a little chippy. Adam, let me have a little conversation with you right quick. All right. So if you don't know, let me give you a little background on this. Melissa in West Virginia had made a phone call where she said something to the effect of, hey, Jim, you know, why don't you do the lady clones a little favor and maybe unbutton one or two of those buttons on your nice blue shirt you wear? And we had a laugh out of it. It was kind of fun. And then she called back a few more times and said, listen, anytime you're in West Virginia, you're welcome. I make this amazing potato soup. You and your crew are welcome here. You know, and it became kind of a thing. It was kind of fun. And then Kim just took a run at her, Adam. So Melissa sounded really angry. Did you know she had a four-letter bomb locked and loaded? I would imagine you did not know that, or you would not have put her up.
No, I did not know that. But what was interesting about that phone call is, despite the fact that she was on the receiving end of Kim talking all that smack, she liked it so much and thought it was so good that she was going to advocate for Kim getting a golden ticket, which is very interesting. And I wish that she would have gotten to that point, but she was a little in over her skis.
So I'm trying to figure out where that four-letter bomb came from. Like, how are people – there are some people that can barely breathe. They're so beside themselves when we put them up. And then there are others that think they're in a bar, and then the four-letter bombs just come flying out.
Well, she's been comfortable since day one. I mean, she was asking you to undress on national radio the very first time she called in. Then
Good
she
point.
Said she would make moonshine for you. So I don't think Melissa has ever
–
yeah, she's never felt that – she's not just right at home.
And
on the
she's
air.
Comfortable.
Yeah, and a little too comfortable today.
Right. All right, good. Thanks for that. All right, so Adam's point was that Melissa actually was not necessarily coming for Kim, but was going to advocate for her getting a place in the smack-off. But we didn't get that far because she went with a four-letter bomb. Again, it was a topic over the weekend. We talk about this all the time because I talk to my kids about this. Know your room. Know your room. Know your room. We have various platforms here, all right? This room is the room that is open to the public in broad daylight. You can't do that in this here room. You listen to one of my podcasts, the Jim Rome podcast, as an example. You can do that. In fact, I would even caution. Right now, we've got an episode up with Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz and I spoke before his fight this weekend. Nate Diaz and I were trading F-bombs and having kind of fun doing it, and not gratuitously either. Have you noticed I've never once uttered that word on this show? Because I know my room. Because I'm a disciplined, seasoned professional. Be careful. Know your room. You can't do that. You can't do that. Not here. This is CBS Sports Radio. We are on several hundred terrestrial radio stations. Yes, you can do that on satellite radio. Yes, we are on satellite radio, but there is crossover. We're on both. Be careful. And to my point about all lady clone radio, like I said, without even trying, man, all day long, all day long. So we go from Kim in Sacramento to Melissa in West Virginia to Margot in Buffalo. Margot, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And happy Father's Day to you and the rest of the clones out there.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'll get to say it, but so great to see you. And Jim, I also have a cute little Father's Day story for you. And no, CJ, it's not the Bills are choked because you're that guy. A few weeks ago, the cerebral stoner from Frisco stated he was glad to see the Lady Clones being on point lately. We being myself, Bella B, Ms. Nika, and Kathleen. CJ, you belong in one of the old Dick and Jane books with your fourth grade level smack. Remember, Jim? See Dick run, run. See Jane play, play. CJ doesn't ride the BART. BART being quoted as hot lunch, poop smear, heroin express. That clone is a dumpster fire. But CJ doesn't worry because CJ lives in a suburb. CJ has a car. CJ gets beat by Rick in Buffalo. Hey, hey, let's go, Buffalo. And one last thing, CJ, keep the hello out your mouth. War Lady Clones, War Bills Mafia.
Thank you, Margo. There's not anybody anywhere who had any idea what you were talking about, except me, kind of, sort of. And barely, but I like you, so I let that go. Kind of, sort of, barely. It's a good thing you ended that call, though, before I had to. Here's the problem. No golden ticket for that. I don't know. We always talk about this. I understand you have lives and you can't listen all 3 hours every single day, although some of you do. Miss a little, miss a lot. Miss a little, have no idea what Margo's talking about. There's a lot going on, man. Hey, is it me? Is it my earbuds? Or is your phone quality getting worse, clones? Got to clean these lines up, man. It's still an audio median. Or maybe it's my buds. It's not improving the quality of your takes, though. Except Kim in Sacramento got nice. Kim got nasty, man. All right, so quick reset, quick re-rack. I've got no problem turning this show over to you. It doesn't mean we didn't do our work. We did. It doesn't mean I don't have other thoughts and other things to talk about. I do. Takes for days. But it is smack-off season, and I'm trying to give away golden tickets, and I'm trying to take away golden tickets, and I'm trying to get RSVPs, because it is the most important day of the year, and we're running it back for a 27th consecutive time. And I want to make sure that we have the best of the best in line to take their shot, because the best of the best is going to win $5,000. And there's something you can't even put a price on. The day is June 25th. Take a short time out. Have you ever seen Barry Bonds look like Barry Bonds? Have you seen that video clip? Man, I've never seen my dude so happy. Like, he's ecstatic. And if Barry's that happy, in a way, I guess I'm happy. I've just never seen that guy like that. And the reason for his happiness blows my mind. Now, here's a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need somebody to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. So for advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Again, that phone number is 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Stoney and Sacktown with the bump back. Quick shout out to my guys, Sean Watson and Nate Lowenthal. The videos look amazing. Man, they're tight. They're clean. Stoney in Sacktown weighing in. If you want to be on national television and you don't have the game to be on for the smack off, but if you want to call your shot, send us a prediction video. Keep it clean. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't porn. 20 seconds or less. Just call your shot. The ones who get it done, thank you. Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. Had a couple of beefs that I thought I'd share with you, just kind of off the cuff. You got somewhere you got to be, Hawk. He's looking at his watch like, there's somewhere you got to be. I see everything, dude. He's like, I can't believe you saw that. Yeah, I'm looking right through the glass, dude. You're not hard to see. You're right there front and center. All right, so a couple of side beefs that just hit me. I got a beef. My beef is with people who have one headlight out and won't fix it. And I don't want to hear about how, yeah, well, hey, Rome, you want to pay for it? No, not really. My beef with that is, not only is it dangerous, but I always think you're a motorcycle cop, so I drive the speed limit. And then you finally come down on me, and I find out you're not a motorcycle cop. Finally. You're an idiot with a headlight out. I got beef with that. That happened this morning. Got another beef. I always think it's funny when people call up and during the beef segment and say, hey, Rome, I got beef with my wife. And I always think that's lame. Like, dude, come on, man. Really? Did you go take that beef up with your wife? I got beef with my kid. Hey, do any of you have teenage kids? Let me ask you this. Do their, quote, plans ever change? If you are the parent of a teenager, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All their plans ever do is change. I'll give an example. Logan, who still lives at home. He's got a couple of his buddies over, and they're sleeping at somebody else's house last night. Good. Good. It's quiet. It's better. It's fine. Have fun. As long as everybody's safe, I want you out of the house anyway. Good. Go. Do all my prep. Sunday nights are a little bit different, right? How about this? Does anybody have a little bit of, let's just say, heightened sensitivity, i.e. anxiety on Sunday nights? Of course. It's the start of a work week, right? You've been laying it up all weekend, consuming, having a good time, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, go time. It's Sunday. I finished my work last night. Come out of my office, enter the home, knowing that the kid is not there. Turn the alarm on. I'm not kidding you. I'm not inside that home. And I'm like in a good headspace. I've done my prep. I'm kind of tired. I'm going to fall out. It's going to be a good Sunday night. I'm not in that house 3 minutes before the alarm goes off. And believe me, you don't want to be breaking into my house, yo. That alarm can be heard in different states. It is jarring, man. It is jarring. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I already know Jan was asleep because she had to get up early this morning. Oh, plans changed. I'm like, Logan, what the hell are you doing here? And he gives me a look like, I live here. Yeah, I'm like, I know you live here, but not tonight you don't live here. I thought you were sleeping over at somebody's house. Yeah, plans changed, Dad. Didn't you get the text? Didn't Mom tell you? I'm like, oh my God, no. So you can imagine where you're in that state where everything's calm and tranquil and perfect. Later, I'm gonna lay out today's clothes. It's, trust me, that alarm went off. Nothing was right for the next 7 hours. My beef? The fact that teenagers' plans always change. I said, hey, Junior, look me in the eye. My life never changes. While you're living the video game life, I'm living the grind life, and it never changes. And every time your plans change, they disrupt my plans. You know, and then the conversation turns to his mother, Jano, and she's like, hello, they're teenagers. This happens to everybody. I'm like, wow. I'm not going to wait till Wednesday to get that beef out
there. Happens to us all.
It does happen to us all. Anyway, just a couple of beefs. A couple of things I thought about coming in this morning. The one guy in the SUV with the headlight out that had me thinking he was a cop for 5 miles. Bleep. Fix your headlight, dude. Let's see. Jared in Wisconsin, quote, I do love a good catfight. Signed, Paul's dog. Smack off 27 participant. At Highland Takes. Lady Clones coming out today. Canned margaritas all around. Get after it, ladies.
War Lady Clones.
At Ominous Moment tweets, Kim, Kim, Kim. Kim, Kim, Kim. Ryan in Sacktown tweets, give Kim a golden ticket. War Sacktown. Man, Sacramento is such an important jungle market. I love Sactown. By the way, that's perfect. Lady female representation in the smack off from Sactown. I mean, it'd be perfect. Kim, one more good call. Just be careful, Kim. Don't come back tomorrow. Make sure you've got the right call set up. Don't blow it. You're on the watch list. You're in a good spot. I would love it. Damien in Tucson. Kim bringing the fire. War Lady Clones. Jamie in Green Bay. Kim in Sacramento. One. Johnny dead. 12 wood. Whoa, Kim. Damn. That smack was so good, my feelings were hurt. Damn. PC Brent, one, tweets, Warhawk looking at his watch to see how long the new guy lasts. He's already lasted longer than Dasmati, and we're not even through hour three yet. Let's go back to the phones. Hey, what do you say we make it four lady clones in a row? See, I'm not even asking for it, and they just keep coming. Back to back to back to back. Of course, most of them are women that Kim called out, including this gal. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. I love it when this one calls in, and it's not a beef segment. Kathleen in Omaha. And my favorite part about Kathleen, she never, ever addresses me. Watch this. Watch me Jedi mind trick her. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Kim in Southfield. Moonshine, really? I pride myself on the fact that I never touched alcohol a day in my life, not even when I was 21, and I'm 31 now. You, on the other hand, are an alcoholic frog, and all that alcohol is going to send you to an early grave, and I will be waiting right there with the first shovel full of dirt to throw on your grave, you nasty piece of roadkill.
Racker? Wow, Kathleen. Oh, my goodness. Kathleen. So let me decode that for you and translate that very quickly. Kathleen says, because she was accused of being a drunk, or I don't remember exactly what she said, but Kathleen said, I've never had any alcohol, not one drop of alcohol, not even when I turned 21, and now I'm 31. You, on the other hand, did she call her an alcoholic frog? And that she will soon be, or she will soon find an early grave, and that Kathleen will be the first one there with a shovel to throw dirt on her? You want to talk about catfight? Dude, this is an all-out war. This is no catfight. People aren't getting scratched, man. People are getting shovels upside the head. War Lady Clones. Wow. So we've gone back to back to back to back. The dudes aren't going to make it any better than this. Did I not say that way back in the day when I took calls only from women, the show was so much better? Their takes were better? Another example of that. All right, so something else that always happens, and it's because I ask for it. Every year at this time during Smack Off season, I shout out for new blood, new meat. Somebody who's been laying out, taking it all in, but thinking, you know, I've got no reason to call. I just do what I do. I listen to the show. I agree. I disagree. I like Rome. I hate Rome. Whatever. But every year I shout out, oh, you think you can do better? Prove it. Show me you can do better. Bring it. Let's see what you got. I'd love to see somebody new come in. I mean, all these OGs, they've earned it. They'll be here, and they always show up. But I would love to add somebody new to this. And every single year, one or two guys call up, and they're like, hey, yo, I'm the guy you're looking for, Rome. Stand the hell back. I got something for you. I got something for all the clones. And then inevitably, they impale themselves on the jungle wall, and it goes so badly. I got one of those guys on hold right now. I hope this guy's different. I hope this is the one guy who is as good as he says he is. The one guy who's as good as Rit thinks he is. Hopefully this is the guy. Mm. You know, that guy who comes out of nowhere to snatch that golden ticket. We'll find out. That guy's on hold. That's coming up next. Don't go on. Justin in Melbourne with the bump back prediction. Justin, Jerry, Jalen, Jacob, whoever he is. He's having a big day. He's having a big day. ATP. I'm going to get to that in a minute. You ask me a question in the form of the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before we get there, Lady Clone's just shaking it up. Hey, listen, if you're a female, you go right to the front of the line. It's just like the club. Guys, wait. Ladies, go to the front of the line. At least the way it's going right now, because they're making it better. They're making the show better. Jamie tweets, Lady Clones aren't here to play around today. Ride the hot hand, Jim. I know, right? I'm trying to. At Romy, you rock, tweets, damn, Kathleen scares me. Sincerely, Tanya Harding.
Romy, you rock.
John tweets, Kathleen with a short and sweet shovel shot. Amphibian shout-outs aside, War Lady Clones are mounting up on a Monday. They're coming hard. And they're not playing around. Haunted Horse, Jimmy. Last time you promoted a new caller so hard, you almost killed Reggie. Pressure much, Jimmy? Not on me. I'm not feeling any pressure at all. Hawk, you should be. I need an ATP. Meantime, I mentioned every year I put it out there. I'm looking for that one person to come out of nowhere who can take on the program, the jungle, the clones. Bill in Baltimore says he's the guy. He's the one. He's got separation. He's the disruptor. He's the guy to come in here out of nowhere and snatch that golden ticket. Let's find out. Hey, man, I hope so. I love Baltimore. Bill in Baltimore. What's going on, Bill? How are you?
What's up, Jim? I have a take.
I'd love to hear it. What's up?
Now is not the time or place for bum smack, but these OG callers aren't RSVPing because the reception sucks from their lawn chair at the stoplight. Quote, spare some change, I'll pay you back after the 25th. Unwore every caller in the top 25. These guys can't make it sound natural, even though they've been practicing in front of their wives, check that, mom's full-body mirrors for weeks. And I'm not talking about scabs. Quote, mom, wake up and tell me if this sounds good so I can stick it to Stucknut. Mom, I got run. Can you try calling on your phone and use a different name? Mom, what about this take? Nate Diaz should have punched harder. Rome, this is not the time or place for fat smack. I want to make your show better. The left needs that 5K for an industrial scale to check his progress after beginner Zumba. Quote, each class equals 25 boxes of chocolate chip granola bars. Good thing he moved near a Costco. When it comes to Lady Clones, Mark in Hollywood is one of the best. Quote, my voice isn't feminine, it's just unique. But seriously, Paul's dog is the only real competition, so I'm bringing my dog whistle and adopting him. Paul is too emotionally distraught to go to PetSmart. Quote, woof, save me, woof. Oh, and Jeremy? This is like Willy Wonka for Jeremy, but instead of a chocolate factory, it's Panda Express, and he lost his ticket in the orange chicken. Quote, hashtag Jeremy Stutters. Jeff from Richmond, I've been listening since 1999, and even though I barely knew how to write my name, I could tell that the only one who'd notice your passing is the McDonald's drive-thru guy working the night shift. In conclusion, I'll make it on the 25th if you deem me worthy, but it'll be hard since I work a more demanding job at 24 than any of these callers have in their middle age working at the potato chip factory. Oh, and a special request. Could we please acknowledge how good Devin Booker is despite his abnormally small eyes? I'm out.
Yeah, you are. It's all right, Bill. I mean, here's the thing. Whenever I call out and say I need somebody to come in here and shake it up, inevitably, they're horrible. You were not horrible. You're not good enough to be in that day, but you were not horrible. That's all right. I'm fine with that. Quote, you're not that good. Woof. It was all right. It's all right. It didn't make it worse. It was kind of weird, and weird is kind of good. It did interrupt the flow, though, of the Lady Clones killing each other. But then again, calling Mark a lady clone was not that cool. You just can't do that. I would never do that. 1-800-636-8686. Woof. It's the season, man. It's the season. I'll tell you what. The best golden ticket I think I've ever handed out was to Paul's dog. One, he was the most deserving. And two, everybody's coming for the new dog. And I don't mean the guy in the back row. I mean the new dog. Everybody's coming for the dog. Luckily, the dog doesn't know that he's a dog, and the dog doesn't give a damn. The ATP, I do owe you one of those. Jim Guy, when was the last time you wrote a handwritten letter? Schaaf in Buffalo. Great question. You know, for a long time back in the day, like, your handwriting was fine, and it was fine, and then it was fine, and then it just started to deteriorate because you never write anything, right? The only thing I ever write are checks. Checks and in cards. You know, birthday card, Mother's Day card.
Your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Let me think. When was the last time I wrote a handwritten letter? That I sat down and I wrote a letter to somebody and I mailed it? God, that's embarrassing, man. It's hard to even think. Let's see. Hey, Schaaf, stop asking me questions like that. That's really hard. I'm going to say I don't remember. I'm going to say maybe to my guy Kelly Call. Kelly, did I ever write you a letter or did I knock that out on the keyboard? Kelly Call is one of the famous, legendary members of the Wisconsin Badger Mafia and a genius CBS executive. And no, I'm not sucking up to the guy. I just love the guy. I love Kelly Call. I feel like I wrote him a letter because he's done so much for the fam, the Wisconsin fam. I don't know. I got to think about that. How's that for a non-answer? Dear Jim, whatever the new guy is making, double it. I can't imagine how many millions of emails he had to sift through to feed you the one that said Gino is funny. Brett and Bugaha.
Double it.
Gino is funny, man. Gino is funny, and Gino can be brutal. And Brett, why are you taking such great offense? It's not like you live in Detroit. Man, there was that 1 week. I'm telling you, I did that as part of the player profile. For 1 week, this guy went in on Detroit. And if you know anything about Detroit, Detroit does not take kindly to that at all. And I want to be very clear that I do not have the same opinion of Detroit that he did or does. My experiences with that town have been great. Not old Gino. Gino was talking about the residents of Detroit buying clothes on layaway. That you could get your clothing and your beeper and whatever you need from a liquor store there. It was dated. It was really dated. But some of that time with Smack does hold up. I'm telling you, you're running out of time. Today, here's the good news. The good news is today was a good day. The bad news is today was a day. And that day is already over for Jungle purposes. We were at 11 days and 9 shows. Now we're at 10 days and 8 shows. Nobody picked up a golden ticket, and nobody had one ripped. Kim in Sacramento did enough to end up on the watch list. And she gave us a lot of good show fodder. A lot of good stuff. But because of all that, I didn't get to my takes on the Suns and Nuggets. I didn't get to my take on Barry Bonds and why Barry was so happy. I've never seen Barry so happy. My man was really, really happy. And the only thing more interesting than him being that happy is why he was that happy. Hey, Jim, did Jano's car have only one headlight causing you to back into it? No. No, the day that I slammed into a car on my own property, I have no excuse. I got to own that. You know what my excuse is? I wasn't looking. The car had been left out in a place where it never is before. I had not yet hit the morning Joe, and I did what I always do. Half asleep, I backed out until I hit something. It was one of the worst feelings ever. A two-car banger on my property involving one person, me. and I jacked up both our cars. Then I had to get out. I'm like, oh, great. Curse out the other guy, me. And then I have to exchange information with myself. Yeah. What's your insurance company? What's your address? Immediately leaned over like I had a bad back. Like, oh! You know what? You'll be hearing from my lawyer. Oh, really? Really? Because when you got out of the car, you were fine. Yeah, well, I'm not now. My back hurts. Yeah, well, we have the same lawyer. Because we're the same guy. Because you're the idiot who slammed into your own car. Hey, Romy. Lady clones are calling. Have Hawk clear the phone lines for me. Regards, crying Jeff in San Antonio.
I am definitely a badass.
Why are you a badass, bro? Because he got married, he said.
War, me and my fiance?
War? We're done? The ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff. In over 250 local branches, call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Now we're done. See ya.
Now I'm done.